on this episode of The Commercial Break.
While the cartel's running around, pulling people out of their cars and then setting their cars on fire. Even Blue's upset about it.
I hear her out there. Dumb dog.
Swear on all that's holy. Why can't I have a normal life with a normal dog? Why can't I have Chipper? I need Chipper. I actually think Blue is going crazy in her old age. I really do. I think she's lost whatever marbles she's got left in that head of hers. She's just running around barking at nothing now. She's just
That's what happened with Nico.
Yeah, that's what happened with Nico. Mm-hmm. But Nico would bark like, you know, a couple times an hour. Blue just like incessantly just bark. It's crazy. What do we do? Does anybody have like a Yorkie rescue they can recommend for me?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast and streaming audience. I think I just kicked off all of our streamers, but they'll find our way back.
Oh, okay.
They'll find their way back. I had to restart it. But anyway. News out of San Diego, which is very...
Do tell.
It's very on brand for the Catholic Church, I'll just put it that way. I will say this about the Catholic Church. I often don't give a lot of props to the Catholic Church because of a lot of different reasons. But I'll give a little bit of props to the Catholic Church, as the Catholic Church is currently up in the northern... in New York, in New Jersey, in New Hampshire, in Minnesota... in Chicago. The Catholic Church seems to be on the front lines of the immigration debate in a good way, at least as far as
I'm
concerned. Going into the immigration concentration camps they have right now, making sure that these people are fed mm-hmm. well, housed well, in good conditions. And a lot of the reports are they aren't. So the Catholic priests have a dictate. They're going to put their bodies in front of the situation.
That's good. Well, I mean, I think the Pope has come out and said some things against it.
Pope, the archbishops, mm-hmm. a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Anyway, but the Catholic Church is still the Catholic Church, so you got to expect a scandal every once in a while. And here's one. Here's a doozy. You ready?
Yeah.
A Catholic bishop in California was allegedly a regular visitor to a notorious Mexican brothel, a new bombshell report has claimed. Mm. Bishop Emmanuel Chaletta, 69 years old, has been accused of repeatedly traveling across the border from San Diego into Tijuana to visit the world-famous Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club.
The Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club in Mexico.
In Tijuana.
In Tijuana.
Now, if you've ever been to Tijuana,
I have not.
Yeah, I have.
I know. I remember that story.
You know the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club. It is a huge brothel.
Okay.
Huge. Hundreds and hundreds of girls working at any given time. It's world famous. A lot of people go down there just for the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club. I've actually never been into it. I've seen the outside of it. And it can only be described as a Walmart-sized facility.
Really?
Yes. And you can go
like
online.
Like a big warehouse.
Yeah. A warehouse full of bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Neon lit up bedrooms with mirrors on the walls and all kind of shenanigans going on in there. So, I mean, that's what Tijuana is known for, right? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's the whole shtick there. Chaletta was the leader of the Shedalian Catholic Eparchy of St. Peter of the Apostle of San Diego. They always give the weirdest fucking names to those churches.
That's true.
He made more than a dozen late-night trips to the brothel in one single month, according to the report. Chaletta's salacious excursions reportedly slowed down to just a couple times a week after he was questioned about them. The report, ordered by the Vatican, said the bishop was spotted parking his car in the lot specifically reserved for people going to the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club, and from there he would board a shuttle exclusive to visitors of the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club.
There's a shuttle.
Yeah, there's a shuttle.
Okay.
Yes, that's how big this place is. You can actually go park in a parking lot near the border, and then they'll shuttle you to the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club. This report was ordered by the Vatican. Let me repeat that part. It was ordered by the Vatican. If you don't think the Vatican is one of the most powerful organizations in the world, you are fooling yourself. If you've ever been to the Vatican, then you know that it's got vast amounts of wealth, and there is almost nothing on earth that rivals it. Not the Egyptians who have, you know, the mummies, nothing.
It's yeah, that's true. I've been.
Unbelievable. Yeah. They have just the part that you can see is priceless. Worth maybe trillion of dollars. But that's the part you see, not the part you don't see. The stuff that's hidden in, you know, a bunker a mile down under Earth, all that shit. They are vastly wealthy. They are the largest real estate holder in the world. The Catholic Church ain't going nowhere, and they have the money to sustain any kind of scandal, including Bishop Emmanuel's little trips to the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club.
Well, I mean, I have to say, at least he's doing something about his sexual urges in a, I guess, a legal way down in Mexico.
Here's the deal.
With consenting people.
That's it, with consenting adults.
Yes.
Now, the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club has been skewered by human rights organizations who say it is a hotbed of human trafficking. As I would imagine most brothels, maybe with the exception of some in Amsterdam or other places where prostitution is legalized. But even that guy who owned the Bunny Ranch out in Vegas.
Oh, God, I
watched
some of that documentary.
Yeah, had been accused of holding people against their will at the facility. And when your product is a body, then you might get upset if your product is running out the door. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have nothing against sex work. As a matter of fact, I think it can be a positive occupation for both the giver and the receiver of the services and the money. It just depends on how it's gone about. I've had friends who've been involved in sex work, and they were completely autonomous. They did their own thing on their own time with the people they wanted to do it with, and they got paid well to do it. You can't do that forever, or maybe you can. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like you can do that forever. But this kind of place where there are hundreds of women working at any given time.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe there's some nefarious shit going on there, but I do agree with you on one point. At least the priest is not taking it out on unsuspecting young victims.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's trying to do it in a way that everyone is consenting, though, you know, I don't know. That remains to be seen. Look at the size of that place.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge. It's like six stories tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that HK reminds me of the Hell's Kitchen logo on Fox. Is this owned by Gordon Ramsay also?
Maybe Guy Fieri.
A food hall of tail. Let's put it that way. It is also reported that the bishop stole almost $1 million worth of funds from a fundraising organization that he led to feed his habits and to pay a mistress that he had. This is why the Catholic Church desperately needs reform in one major way. Let the priests fuck. Let them fuck. Let them get married. Let them have children. Just let them do what they want to do with their sexual urges. It's obviously a pain point for the Catholic Church and has been forever and ever. Let them do that. It's not going to solve every problem, but I guarantee it'll solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have to run around and hide and, you know,
be repressed,
then you are able to explore what you want to explore without harming anybody, or mostly without harming anybody. Again, be humans are humans. There's always going to be a problem child. But this is the way to solve most of those problems. The Catholic Church can't get over themselves. They just believe that celibacy is the way to godliness, and I can't see why.
Mm-mm.
Isn't fucking part of human nature? If God made us, if that's your deal, if God made us, shouldn't we all be able to go out and do our thing? The body of Christ indeed.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The body of Christ indeed.
But I didn't grow up Catholic either. So.
And also with you. This is crazy. Look at this guy. Happy as a clam.
Oh, my God. He really is.
Priest Emmanuel is happy as a clam. He just loves it. He's loving life. He's going down to the Ricky Tikki room.
To the Hong Kong.
To the Hong Kong. Get down to the Hong Kong. Get yourself.
I guess there's been a lot of unrest right now in Mexico with all the cartel.
You know, I'll tell you an interesting factoid, because it always comes back to me.
Yes, please do tell.
Last night, I was on my way out the door to go somewhere, and I had been fed on my personal Instagram, the one where I do a lot of talking about the Latino culture and Venezuelans. I had been fed a number of reels where Mexican nationals were filming gringos, white people, European people, Americans, Canadians, looting stores and Puerto Vallarta. Now, Puerto Vallarta is a well-known second home or first home for LGBT, the expats in the LGBT community. As a matter of fact, there's a huge LGBT community down there. I actually know someone who is gay who lives down there, and it's heaven for him because he lives on the beach and
he's looks beautiful.
Surrounded by like-minded people, and he's found his home. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little town and relatively safe. Why is it safe? Because even the cartels know that you fuck with tourism, you got a problem, right? So it's a no-go zone. For the most part, Los Cabos, Puerto Vallarta, the Mexican Riviera, all that stuff. It's a no-go zone for violent activity until they killed Cervantes. Cervantes was the head of the Sinaloa cartel after they arrested Chapo Guzman, and then Chapo's son went down also about a year and a half ago. So Cervantes, who had been in the gang or the cartel for a long time, became the head of the organization, and then he brought together a couple of the smaller organizations under him. So he really had a vast empire of all kind of craziness going on, from gambling to meth to heroin to cocaine to prostitution to all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in a very surprise attack, they found him in a cabin in the woods with his mistress.
That's right.
And they shot him. And they mortally wounded him on a helicopter ride back to the hospital. He died along with his two personal security guards. This upset the cartel so much that, and I'm sure you've seen this on TV, that they went around some of the tourist hotspots setting buses, cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of vehicle fires.
A lot of vehicle fires, gas stations, pharmacies. They set them on fire. And so the entire town shut down. And because I follow a lot of creators that are Mexican, and because I get fed a lot of that, mm-hmm. I got to see a lot of them firsthand videotaping what they saw going outside on their windows, as well as a lot of the tourists there that were, like, you know, on rooftop hotels filming the entire city as it was up in flames, essentially, this beautiful town. But they also filmed Americans, Canadians, Europeans looting the fucking stores and pharmacies. Not for supplies, but for shit like liquor and cigarettes. And I put out a reel yesterday, like real quick. I put together a reel in the car. I put together a reel saying, I hope this gets to who needs to see it. You know, stop it. Like, put down the shit and help. The reason the stores are closed is because they don't want their employees to get killed. Stop being a fucking moron. You're the problem. Put the shit back and help the locals. And if the stores are closed for a day or two, you'll survive. You got water, you'll be okay with not eating for one day. And then I put it up on my Instagram, and after an hour or two, I decided, that's just a hot-headed post. Let me take it down. And
right.
I took it down. But it got posted to Threads. Like some of my posts, they get posted to Threads, too, automatically. I don't do it. It just gets posted over to Threads. And it went crazy on Threads. The post went
you
crazy.
Went hot on Threads?
I went hot on Threads, and people had all different kind of opinions. They were like, well, you forget that people loot in America, too. No, I didn't forget people looting America. And by the way, it's mainly the Americans that are looting in America when problems like this happen, number one. And can you imagine the uproar if immigrants or tourists were here looting in mm-hmm. our time of need? 9/11, Boston Park bombing, Olympic Park bombing. Can you imagine the absolute insanity that would be going on if tourists or immigrants were here looting our shit after in our time of need? It would be a total nightmare. So don't give me that fucking bullshit. Another guy was like, you're just fear-mongering. Fear-mongering? Fear-mongering me is telling you something is going to happen or I'm exaggerating what's happening. I'm not. There's reels of people, videos of people looting fucking stores. I saw it with my own two eyes. So then a couple of my followers came to my defense and started posting those reels in the comment section. Like, hey, dude, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe it. I just can't believe what morons they are. I mean, it's got to be very scary to be down there right now. The mm-hmm. cartel is 100% in charge of what goes on in Mexico. If you don't believe that, just watch what happened. It took 9 hours for the police or the military to get into Puerto Vallarta to even begin to assess the situation. 9 hours. Nine hours defenseless while the cartel's running around, pulling people out of their cars and then setting their cars on fire. Even Blue's upset about it.
I hear her out there.
Dumb dog. Swear on all that's holy. Why can't I have a normal life with a normal dog? Why can't I have Chipper? I need Chipper. I actually think Blue is going crazy in her old age. I really do. I think she's lost whatever marbles she's got left in that head of hers. She's just running around barking at nothing now. She's just
that's what happened with Nico.
Yeah, that's what happened with Nico. Mm-hmm. Nico would bark like, you know, a couple times an hour. Blue just like incessantly just bark, 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 bark. It's crazy. It's crazy. What do we do? Does anybody have like a Yorkie rescue they can recommend for me?
Yeah. I think you've been trying to figure that out for the whole time we've been doing this.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to give someone else a problem.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know how. I'd get rid of Blue, and then 2 days later, I'd be crying about giving away Blue. So I know myself. Have I seen the Catholic raves? I have seen the Catholic raves. I've seen the raves where the Catholic priests are in the Vatican doing the EDM music to thousands of people.
Yeah,
have you seen
I saw
this?
Something yeah. about that, too.
Yeah, there's a very famous Catholic priest DJ, I guess,
okay.
that's out there.
I didn't know if that was real
tunes.
Or if that was AI
yeah,
or something.
It's real. It's real. I mean, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
I don't know. So hard to tell these days.
It is.
So much AI shit out there. It's really, Our children are fucked. I don't know what I'm going to do with my kids. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Well, but, don't think about it right now.
No, I'm not going to think about it right now. I'll think about it later. All right. Do you want, did we do Frankie?
No, we haven't done, did we?
Did we?
No.
Did we do Frankie, guys?
We put something up on there.
We put something up on there, but I don't remember us actually talking about Frankie. Are we losing our
minds? We're losing our marbles.
All right, let's take a break and we'll figure it all back. We'll be back in two and two and we'll... Chrissy and I will huddle over here and see if between the two of us, we have enough brain cells to figure out what we talked about. To be completely fair to us, we have done 1,000 of these episodes.
Yes.
And this is what happens when you get up into your old age and into your thousands on the episodes.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back into it too.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
I walked in the door to grab a latte. I paid $10, heard Ariana Grande. But then I saw him and his big dog. I felt my knees weak, here came the brain fog. And though I'm not gay, you make me feel that way. I hope it never ends, my new Starbucks boyfriend. All my toes curl, all the feels come. My world of gold, you are my shining sun. We love to talk sports and swim in pools. You like the patio, I like the bar stools. And we spill tea and we throw shade. The other tables might think we're gay. I don't really care, I hope it never ends. You're my best Starbucks boyfriend. And though we're still straight, you make me feel a certain way. I hope it never ends, my new Starbucks boyfriend. And though I'm not gay, you make me feel that way. I hope it never ends, my new Starbucks boyfriend. And though I'm not gay, you make me feel the way. I hope it never ends.
My new Starbucks
boyfriend.
That's catchy.
It is catchy. Oh, I think we did do Frankie now that I'm thinking about it, so we won't be revisiting Frankie for a second time because we'll get 3 minutes into it and go, we already did this. We already did this one. But hey, listen, there's no new Frankie to talk about. So, you know, I wish I had a new Frankie video to do, but Frankie is MIA. He's MIA.
Well, that means he's got a girlfriend.
He does, but this is even extended break. This is an extended time for even for Frankie.
Well, maybe it's serious.
Maybe it is. He's gone 3, 4, 5. I think one time he went 6 months without posting. We're going on almost a year now. He hasn't posted anything.
Wow, that
so
is serious.
Maybe he's getting married. Remember, we found an Instagram that he had. We should probably look at that.
That's
Frank
right.
Bernardo?
Mm-hmm.
Because we kept on saying Bernardo, and then Christina corrected us one time.
Yes.
And said, hey, it's Frank Bernardo. Frank Bernardo.
Yeah, we saw the Instagram. We saw his family. Or his kids.
That's right. His kids, where he's living with his
We think
his
he's
daughter.
Living with his daughter. Yeah. Yeah, the last video I think that we talked that was newer was him cooking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was like that was the last one we saw that was
newer
from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cooking. There was a short one I think he did in the car one time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Salon Suite. Salon Suite. Frank Bonato, Salon Suite. No, that's not him.
Yeah, it was hard to find him.
It was really hard to find him, but Christina did it. She found him. And I think she found it because it was like a link, link on his thing. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. We'll check in on him. All right, we'll check in on him. But what I did want to say is that, I was just reading this morning, even though I'm not into sports ball, you know, which is a word that probably should have died 10 years ago. But anyway, even though I'm not into football, professional football, I did see where the Atlanta Falcons have released Kirk Cousins. Did you see this?
Oh, I didn't see that.
So for those of you that don't keep up with football, let me just explain in a nutshell. About 2 years ago, our GM, our high-flying GM of the Atlanta Falcons, which is owned by Arthur Blank, the multi-billionaire that is a...
Started Home Depot.
Started Home Depot. And I think he's still a major shareholder in Home Depot. He bought the Falcons. He bought the professional soccer team. He's part of the group that owns the Hawks. And he's a very invested owner. He's got his hands in everything. And then he hired this GM that some people like and some people don't. The general manager. Some people like him, some people don't. But 2 years ago during the draft... About 3 days before the draft, if I'm not mistaken, the Falcons, in desperate need of a new quarterback after years of Matt Ryan taking us once to the Super Bowl and then not doing much of anything in the playoffs, decided that he needed a strong veteran quarterback to lead the team into the new era. They got a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And the tides were changing. And so they went out and they hired Kirk Cousins, who is kind of a journeyman. He's kind of been all over the NFL, but he's known as a good quarterback. And he's a veteran. They felt like they could do something with him. He's in his 30s, so he still had a couple more years left in him. And so they paid him a $118 million contract for 4 years, $100 million of it guaranteed. $100
Wow.
million out of 118 guaranteed. 4 year contract, $100 million, $25 million a year, essentially guaranteed $18 million, whatever. Not a good deal. Not a great deal. But for a veteran quarterback, okay. It's the Atlanta Falcons. Blank's got money. They figure it out. 3 days later during the draft, they draft in the first round one of the more notable quarterbacks in the draft. And everyone's going, what did you just do? Why did you hire Kirk Cousins and then get this first round draft quarterback? I thought we already had a quarterback. And the person who's really pissed about this is Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
Kirk Cousins is like, what the fuck is going on? Well, Kirk Cousins comes out of the gate last year and he has a hot start. I think they 4-0 or whatever. They're doing great. Everything's great. Wonderful. Kirk Cousins turned out. Well, his star faded, as did the Falcons' record. And so in the end, I think his name is Plexico or something like that. They put in this guy and he doesn't do much better. So now everybody is wondering exactly what the Falcons are going to do about their quarterback situation. They've got this young kid who has a long list of injuries. And now they just let, after 2 years, they have let
Cousins go
and owe him $100 million. Unbelievable how money flows like water amongst these sports players and these billionaires. It is just beyond comprehension.
It really is.
$100 million right now to me is beyond comprehension. But $100 million, it takes us about four episodes to make $100 on this show. But $100 million for coming in, playing 12 starts, and then just being let go. And Kirk Cousins, there are no good quarterbacks on the market right now. Kirk Cousins will find a new home. There are about six teams that need a veteran quarterback, and Kirk Cousins will find a new home. He will get another fat contract, and he will walk off into the sunset. An extraordinarily rich man. He fell upwards every step of the way. I'm not saying Kirk Cousins isn't a good quarterback. I don't know. I don't watch enough professional football. But the word on the streets is Kirk Cousins is a quarterback. He's a quarterback. I don't know if he's a good quarterback. He's got $100 fucking million dollars in his pocket and about 12 games to show for it. Unbelievable. Yeah. What are we doing with our lives? Why wasn't I a quarterback?
I know. Why weren't you?
I don't know. I think I could have thrown the ball. I could throw the ball.
You were chasing your music dreams.
I was chasing my music dreams. Mm-hmm. And I'm averse to pain. I'm not really good. Yeah. I'm not really good at getting hurt. So.
Yeah, there's some of that.
Yeah. So while the quarterback, you know, he's a target. So, you know, if they get to you, you're going to get hurt. You don't get hurt as much as, like, say, a lineman who just takes a hit every time. But wow, what an amazing amount of money that these sports players are making.
They really are. It's incredible. Like you said, it's incomprehensible. I don't know.
It is incomprehensible how these altcoin traders, the Bitcoin traders, the Trump coin traders.
I saw something about the Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is doing terrible right now. It's taking a shit right on the floor. It's going to walk out the door with taking a shit on the floor. What's his name? Logan Paul just sold a Pokemon card for like $12.4 million or something.
Yeah.
Somebody else, this guy, Golden. Remember we had a friend with the last name Golden?
Oh, yes.
Not the same, but he was into baseball cards also. But a Hornets Wagner was sold, like a Hornets Wagner baseball card was sold for like $3.5 million.
Damn.
All these kids with these collectibles, all these Pokemon card guys, all these Bitcoin traders, all the guys on the stock market, they're all making billions and billions of dollars. Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for milk for my kids.
I know.
It's just really unbelievable. Joe Rogan's got $100 million a year. I'm not claiming to be Joe Rogan. Joe's done 4,000 episodes. He's done a lot more episodes. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe at 4,000 you start.
That's what it is.
You get
that's
rich.
What we can just have that goal.
But at this pace, we'll be there when we're in our 60s. But we'll get there.
Good things come.
But it all of this, like the whole Kirk Cousins thing, not that I care about football, what it made me realize is tonight's the State of the Union address. And Trump, if he has any chance of salvaging this presidency, you know, and I know it's always, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of thing. He's really got to start pointing out that there's a vast bridge between the haves and the have-nots, a vast bridge between the haves and the have-nots, and it grows every fucking day. And when you can make more buying Pokemon cards than you can working a 9-to-5 job, something is askew. Something is amiss.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you do about it. I'm no expert, but you got to start pumping investment dollars, money, and attention into the middle class in America, because a lot of people are in trouble and the wealthy continue to get wealthier. And I don't mind people getting wealthy. I'd like to be wealthy someday too, but the poor keep on getting poorer, and it's really getting tough for people out here like me who have three kids and, you know, that everything costs 70% more than it did 10 years ago. It's just literally insane. I was at the Kroger the other day, and I follow this account.
The Casino Kroger.
That's right. And just on brand for the Casino Kroger, I follow this account called like Pokemon Streets, Poke Streets or something like that. And I follow it because it is a guy that's trading in videos about all of the con artists and grifters that are attached to the Pokemon business.
Yeah.
And they have these Pokemon vending machines throughout Walmarts and Krogers and all this other stuff throughout the world. And these Pokemon vending machines have become a hotbed for scammers and scalpers and all these people to jury-rig the machines to give them the box of cards that everybody else wants, essentially.
You were talking about that.
Okay, so I'm not going to get into all the details, but here's one thing. I go up to the self-checkout, and it's hard to miss the big Pokemon machine sitting in the front of the fucking Kroger. There's a Pokemon machine there, and there's a guy that's standing there. He keeps putting his card in. He keeps clicking the box, keeps putting his card in, clicking the box. Meanwhile, there's two guys standing behind him. Mm-hmm. And they start to get a little, the guys behind him start to get a little itchy, right? They're like, hey, man, come on, you know, whatever.
I need my Pokemon.
I need my Pokemon, too. And I think to myself, you know, what in the fuck are these kids doing with their lives? Sitting there just spending every dime they have on these Pokemon boxes of cards, right? That are like $119 a box. But then I keep thinking to myself, what the fuck am I doing?
Right.
These kids are making more money in a day than I'm making in a year finding, you know, Pokemon 3306, you know, the fucking whatever they are, the energy cards or whatever it is. It's like there's just something is upside down in society when Kirk Cousins can walk away with $100 million and we have doctors and teachers that can't even fucking, you know, buy pencils for their classrooms. Something is upside down. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to sound like a bleeding heart liberal because I'm really not. But I just wonder what's going on in this world. Trump, if I'm Trump and I'm going up there tonight while I'm sundowning with dementia at 9 p.m. and I'm getting ready to talk for 2 hours about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Then if I'm his advisors, I'm telling him, stay on the economy, bud. Stay on the economy. Talk about the problems that people are having paying their bills. Talk about those and how you're going to fix them. And if he doesn't have big plans for that, I fear that it's going to be a real shit show for the next 3 years.
Well, yeah.
I will say this, though. It probably is going to be the most entertaining television we watch this week. Are you going to watch?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Well, you know what we should do? We should get on and we should watch it together and we'll go live and we'll just, I'll put it up here mm-hmm. and we can watch and we can talk it through. We can pause it and see what Trump says.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of people that think a lot of people, the betting markets actually said that Trump would not do the State of the Union tonight. Mm. And the reason why is because some people think he has dementia. And some people who think he has dementia think that he would be sundowning at 9 p.m. Sundowning is a phenomenon where people with dementia start to get super confused right around the twilight and bedtime because their brains are all kind of kafukta and mm-hmm. they're having a hard time. My mom's got some dementia, so I understand this. She'll start calling people repeatedly saying the same thing between 6 and 9 p.m. because they're sundowning. And so some people said that his advisors wouldn't let him go out there at 9 p.m. But we'll see. I mean, you know.
He's supposed to.
Yeah. If we're not at war with Iran at 9 p.m. tonight, right?
God.
I mean, that's the next move. Anyway, listen, kids, here's a piece of advice from Brian to you. Pokemon cards.
Invest
in Pokemon cards and baseball cards and Dick Tracy cards and Bitcoin. All that stuff, because apparently that's the wave of the future.
God.
All right, we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
I have been getting so much conversation in my DMs about this whole fucking Guthrie story.
Oh, God. That's
people
so
asking
sad.
My opinion. First of all, why are you asking my opinion? I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not an investigator. I don't know. But this is all just very weird to me.
It's so weird. It's very bizarre and so sad. I mean, that's their mother. And she's just gone.
And there are
there's the videos of the guy and stuff. He's got a backpack on. He doesn't have a backpack on. I don't know what's going on.
There are so many wacky theories out there, and in the mind abhors a vacuum. So it's just filling it with all kind of noise, right? But my twin brother started talking to me about this when we were on our way up to Maggie Valley, and I really hadn't thought about it all that much besides the small amount of conversation we've had. And then I started investigating, and people are blaming the sheriff. They're blaming her brother. The guy. There's pictures of the guy with a backpack and without a backpack.
I don't get that.
there's ransom notes for $1 million. There's guys who say they know where she is for $50,000. They'll get, you know, it's like, what, there's $1 million ransom. Why don't you just give it up and get $1 million?
I know.
It seems so strange. This is out of a movie. This is out of a movie. And who would be doing this? Who would be kidnapping Savannah Guthrie's mom? For what reason?
Yeah.
Untoward sexual fantasies?
I don't know. I mean, I did read something. I guess another one of these theories was that it was the wrong house, that maybe like the guy was going to rob the house or something, and it was the wrong house.
Okay.
And maybe he killed her. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel really bad for Savannah Guthrie, because not that I don't know Savannah Guthrie. I very rarely have watched her on anywhere except for the Olympics, maybe when she's on the Olympics. But I feel bad for her.
Absolutely. And the brother and sister.
Yeah, everybody involved. Because it's clear now that the investigators are
stumped.
They're stumped. They're kind of like the gang who couldn't shoot straight. There's gloves all over the desert. Half of them are from the investigators. The other half, they don't know where they came from. God. You know, they're releasing pictures and saying it came from the night of the kidnapping. But maybe not. I mean, you know, but maybe not. They're saying that the doorbell was unplugged, but they managed to get pictures out of it. How does that happen?
I don't know.
If it's unplugged, how do you manage to get pictures out of it? And tell me that's not creepy in and of itself. Like, if I disconnect my ring, I don't want pictures being taken. I'm asking for the pictures not to be taken. Now, I can't understand why you would do that, but okay. Number one. Number two, it's like, you know, who are the nudniks out there who are sending fake ransom letters to a family that clearly is in distress? That is the worst of it all. And if you are sending ransom letters, then why not accept the ransom? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why not accept the relief? And at this point, with the pacemaker that hasn't been plugged in or monitored for medication for a month now, it's just terrible. I really, really do feel for the entire family. I feel for the family. I don't feel for the investigator. I mean, who's running the FBI?
Well, the same guy that was partying with.
That's right. Cash Patel. Old crash out Cash. I mean, what in the good fuck? Nancy Guthrie is missing. Someone just jumped over the, you know, Mar-a-Lago walls with a gun and a bomb. And
he's at the Olympics.
He's at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. He's at the fucking Olympics. What? This is an unserious country. Do you realize that? That this is an unserious country? Meanwhile, our Kristi Noem is buying an airplane for $180 million with a bed in the back of it. A bed. Did you see the pictures of that airplane?
No.
She's buying a $180 million 737 Max with a bedroom in the back. A bedroom that is far nicer than anyone I've ever slept in. I can guarantee you that. With a queen bed in the back, because apparently she's screwing Corey Lewandowski, who's not even her husband. Chrissy, this is an unserious country. We got problems. And someone find Nancy Guthrie, for God's sake.
I know. I just feel like it's not going to be good.
Now, maybe she's at the Hong Kong Club.
She
could be at the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club. I don't mean to make light of the situation, but people are into some weird shit. Do you know what I'm saying, Chrissy?
Yeah, yeah.
Some weird shit. Speaking of the Olympics are now over. This saddens me a great deal.
What a win. Both women's and men's. Gold.
The women, I think, have the more impressive feat because they went 12 games undefeated, only let two goals by the entire 12 games. I mean,
girls.
Listen, both of them, they deserve an equal amount of accolades, but the girls really fucking killed it. What a win by the guys.
Yeah.
I mean, just an amazing, amazing feat to beat the Canadians, who quite frankly are probably better at hockey than we are. But then all of the great storylines that were, this was one of the more interesting Winter Olympics as far as I'm
concerned. It was.
Yeah. I loved it. I usually don't pay too close of attention to the Winter Olympics except for the curling, and I just loved it. The curling was exciting. The
biathlons,
sit down, lay down, stand up, shoot.
Yeah,
that
skate
thing.
That, and shoot.
Whatever
and
that was. Yeah. Never been so excited about people shooting and skiing in my entire life. The speed skating was amazing.
Oh, God.
I watched
those guys' thighs. Oh, my gosh.
It's
massive.
They're abnormal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched for the first time, I watched the group speed skating.
Uh-huh.
The group speed skating is wacky. It's wacky because here it is. It's 12 laps around. everybody starts at the same time, but then you can collect points on lap 4 and lap 8 if you're the first one by. So here's how it goes. Everyone starts off, right?
Yeah.
And for 400 meters, you can't, no one can cut in front of anybody. So everyone just kind of skates pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start going at like kind of a normal speed. But some people slow down because they want to save their energy for that lap 4 and that lap 8.
That way they can get going.
But then some people speed up because if you lap somebody, they are out.
Yeah.
So some people are trying to lap people. It's a wacky, is this a sport or is this like American Gladiators? I don't know. But
yeah, it was really interesting.
It was
games.
Wild. But you're right. The thighs are abnormal on all those human beings. People shouldn't have thighs like that.
I guess that's what you get when you speed skate like that.
When I did my skate night at
yes,
at
I used
school.
To do skate night.
Yeah, and they used to have speed skate. Remember when everyone would get out there and races as fast as you could go. I would win a lot of those because I was really fast on my roller skates. That's my claim to fame, my glory years when I was fast and 7 years old on my skate.
So those were fun.
Every time I see those speed skaters, I think I could do that. I could do that.
No.
But those guys are going fast, man. Yeah. They're going fast. Doesn't look like they're going fast, but they're going fast.
Now they're going real fast.
And then, of course, we had the extreme downhill slalom, which so many people crashed, and that was entertaining. You don't like to see people get hurt. It was entertaining.
I like watching the snowboarding.
Snowboarding's okay. It's not my favorite, but I like watching it. Ski jumping, of course, is always an entertaining one. And then you got the all different things, the toboggan, the skeleton,
yes,
the lugeing. All those people are insane. They should get their heads checked for sure. For going down head first or feet first. Either way, it's very scary and you shouldn't be doing it. It was just a very entertaining Olympics. I recorded every bit of it, so I'm going to keep on watching the ones that I haven't watched. Even though I know the results, I'm going to keep on watching.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Bring back the Winter Olympics every year. That's what I say. And the Summer Olympics, too, while we're at it. Why do I have to wait every 4 years? Can we do every two?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Is something every two, but it's either
I know, but can we
summer.
Do like one every one?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like next
every
year.
Other.
Yeah, and I get it. It's a big deal and you got to put together a bunch of stuff. The immense amount of work that these cities go through just to have the Olympics. I watched.
There's still some places around here in Atlanta that are abandoned.
Yes, many places. Mm-hmm. And listen, they do this every Olympics. People say it's going to be a boon. And it was a boon to our economy. Atlanta really benefited from the Olympics. It started a growth period that has not stopped. But for a lot of cities, they end up with, you know, like in China, they end up with just empty buildings and empty facilities. And it becomes an eyesore and all this other stuff. I'm going to give you a piece of information that's about to shock your brain. Do you know where the Winter Olympics is called from? The broadcast is called from?
No.
New Hampshire.
From New Hampshire?
From New Hampshire.
Really?
By their own admission, because I saw a tour of the facilities while they were doing this, the NBC Sports compound in New Hampshire is where 80% of the Olympics is called. They are watching it on TV, just like you are watching it on TV. They are not there. They are not.
That is interesting.
Yes. Now, there are people that, of course, are on the ground.
Yeah.
There's the people who do the wrap-up show or they're doing the broadcast and they're, you know, in Cortina or in Milan or whatever it is. But the people who are calling the curling, the lugeing, the skeleton, they're in New Hampshire.
Huh.
And they're in a studio and they're watching it on TV. And they have, you know, they have multiple different views. They go, they put their cameras there. The Olympic Committee puts some cameras and microphones there. It all comes together in the NBC facility. And it's an amazing technical feat to make it all happen. But they have 38 different studios at any given time that are live doing the, you know, the calling of these of these games for NBC. It shocked me. It shocked me. I wasn't under the impression that every single one of these things was
right
live
there
in the studio, right? But the way that they mix it, it just sounds so authentic and organic. And it really surprised me to know that most of it, they're not even on the same continent.
No.
They're somewhere else. And without delay. That's the amazing thing.
I was going to say, the delays I would be afraid for the feed to go out or something.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think if you're like calling the curling, you'd want to be in there calling the curling.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess you don't get the same kind of view that
the
you
view,
do
yeah,
when
angle.
You're. Yeah. So kudos to NBC. NBC has the Olympics to, like, you know, 2083 or something.
They do.
They paid $75 billion for it or whatever. They're going to have it forever, for a long time. And I think they do a good job. I really do. Except for, I will say this, the one annoying thing about this particular Winter Olympics is a lot of times it would say on the channel guide, men's curling. Mm-hmm. And I was recording everything. So you'd go to look for men's curling and you'd get, like, men's, you know, figure skating. And then they'd be in the middle of a curling match, and then they'd cut away to go to something else at the good part.
Yeah.
It'd be like, watch the rest of this on, you know, Peacock.
Well, that's what, I've got Peacock, so I was able to do like three different screens of different stuff.
Fuck you. Fuck you. That's what we did for the Olympics, Summer Olympics last year. We got Peacock for a month. That's what we did. We got Peacock for a month and then canceled it. Yeah, it was a free month, so that's what we did. And I know that Peacock, that's what Peacock does. But anyway, so the Winter Olympics is over. If you're sad like I am, well, whoa. Oh. Fuck you. Fuck you. All right. We'll all have to find something else to do with our time. It will not be Love is Blind.
No. Hold strong.
I will.
You better hold strong.
I will.
Don't cave.
I won't. But
You'll be sorry you did.
Yeah, I know I will. I'll be sorry I did. It's all going to end up in ruin. No one's going to care at the end. The reunion's going to be boring like it always is. Yeah. Nick and Vanessa are going to show up for 3 seconds on camera. No one's going to care.
They'll show up to the dress fittings and the...
Yes, the dress fittings suits. And they walk in and out of the, you know, the room on occasion.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. I don't know what else to say. We haven't done 2 episodes in a long time.
We haven't.
No. But we'll do it again on Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or actually 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, 12 and 1:15.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And we'll let you know right before we go live. Do yourself a favor. Get a free TCB sticker at tcbpodcast.com. You can go there. All the audio, all the video is right there also. But if you want your free sticker, go to the Contact Us button, drop down menu, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address and away we will go. And what else? YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. And some of you have wondered whether or not the phone line is still in action. It still is in action. I'm not giving it away anymore. I prefer that you hit us up on Instagram on that DM because I can take the Instagram anywhere I go. But the phone, I don't carry that around with me. And so it was an ill-conceived idea in the first place.
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
It did sound like a good idea. But what are we, a radio show? We're like in the studio answering phone calls?
You're live.
Yeah. You're live. Hambone and Hoadley in the morning. We should do a Hambone and Hoadley.
We should.
Maybe we'll do that on Thursday. Let's see if I get my voice up to speed.
Yeah.
I'm still got this schmutz.
Me too.
I know. I can hear it. So follow us, YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Subscribe to the channel. You get notified every time we go live. That's the best way to watch us live. But we are live also on Twitch, in case you're wondering. Okay, well, Chrissy, that's certainly all I can do for today.
I think so.
I will say this, though. Happy birthday, belated.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast and streaming audience. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Goodbye.